The latest showdown between Utah leaders and federal land agencies took place Wednesday in a state capitol hearing room. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox made it clear that the issues are much bigger than bureaucracy. He defended the outrage many Westerners felt last April during the armed standoff in Nevada between rancher Cliven Bundy and law enforcement agents for the U.S. Bureau of Land Management.
I must state that I was really taken aback at what I saw. Over 200 federal agents.
Cox said he wouldn't defend the rancher and his supporters, but he added that those concerns were dwarfed by the Fed's show of force and efforts to talk it out.
Every time we have a conversation with the special agent in charge, I'm going to get fired, but I feel like it's who can pee the farthest. That's probably the best way I can say it.
Cox said an open adult dialogue is the answer, and Utah BLM Director Juan Palma agreed. He explained that it was administrators at BLM's headquarters in Washington who had the authority over the Bundy situation. He added that Utah BLM staffers generally maintain a cooperative relationship with local police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers. Palma focused on how to resolve problems in Utah.
And my response to that question is that we can sit down together, and I believe that our employees from the BLM will more than willing to sit down and talk about some of these problems and what may be some of the solutions to this problem.
Local law enforcement agencies and BLM rangers help each other out all the time, but it's a gray area. They've been trying for a year to clarify questions like which agency should be responsible for a drunk who drives out of a BLM campground and onto a state highway. Judy Fays, KUER News.